This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Colorado and other states can legally force their members of the Electoral College to vote for the presidential candidate that wins the statewide popular vote. The ruling was unanimous. The case began with a Colorado elector who wanted to vote for John Kasich instead of Hillary Clinton as part of an effort to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. That elector says his real goal is to highlight problems with the Electoral College in order to convince Americans to abandon it altogether. A new study explores why recent big protests don't seem to have led to spikes in new coronavirus cases. A research team studied case counts and cell phone data. CU Denver professor Andrew Friedson.
If you have one large event, 10,000, 20,000 people, but you have another 1, 2, 3 million who are staying home, that can be enough to offset each other.
Researchers looked at roughly 300 cities, most of which saw protests, but not a big rise in cases. Pueblo School District 60 is closer to making two high schools a reality. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Pueblo voters approved a ballot measure to fund the projects last fall. District spokesman Dalton Sprouse says it's part of Pueblo's identity to remain a four-high school city.
They just weren't built to handle today's modern classroom. And we also had plumbing issues and sewer problems.
The schools are set to open in 2023 with a capacity of 1,200 students each. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Pueblo will have temperatures today near 100 degrees, a little above 90 in Colorado Springs, mid-90s in Denver, and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.